Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 24, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 27. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood behind them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the dead among the living? Or why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This morning, my sermon's going to look a little bit different. In lieu of a typical sermon, I'm going to share with you an acrostic poem that I've written. An acrostic is a poem in which the first letter of each line spells out a word or a message. And if technology is on our side this morning, the word should appear on the screen. My intention this morning is to lead us in a time of reflection and introspection, focusing on what Christ has done for us, for you. The poem is titled, "He is Risen." This Easter, we celebrate that he is risen. From our homes, we lift our voices, "He is risen." Prophecy fulfilled, "He is risen." Out of the wilderness we come, "He is risen." From the time of Eden, God the Father knew that this morning we would proclaim, "He is risen." He is risen. The garden. Humanity was led astray in the garden by the devil. Everything changed. Into the world came sin, separating us from God, removed from His presence, isolated from God, slaves to sin, eyes opened, naked before creation and God. He has risen, the plan. Heaven wept as they were cast from the garden. Elohim, the living God, was saddened. Immediately, He enacted a plan. Salvation would come. Rebellious people, lost, broken, hurting, in desperate need of a Messiah. Salvation would come through suffering. Everyone who calls upon His name will be saved. Nothing could stop God's plan. He has risen, His birth. He sent His Son, entering the world as an infant, igniting the long-awaited plan. Shepherds welcomed Him into this world. Royalty traveled far, following a star to worship Him. Inns, homes, or palaces did not see His birth. Stables, sheep, and straw. Entering via virgin birth, not a royal birth, but a miraculous one nonetheless. He has risen, His ministry. He grew into a man, entered wilderness, resisted Satan, and began ministry, instructing all who had ears to hear. Sinners flocked to Him. Religious leaders tested and criticized Him. Invalids and the infected were healed by Him. Storms were calmed. Everyone, Jew and Gentile, were His passion. No one was to be left out or lost. He has risen, His death. He was betrayed, tried, convicted, and sent to death. Even His own disciples abandoned Him. And justice abounded. Spitting in His face, they condemned Him. Roman soldiers beat and mocked Him. Innocent as He was, stripped, beaten, and nailed to a cross. End came to His life, and the whole world shook. Night fell midday. Darkness fell. The light was gone. He has risen, His resurrection. Hell could not hold Him. Even death had lost its sting. In the tomb for 3 days He lay. Spices were prepared and taken to the tomb. Rolled away was the stone. Inside the tomb was empty. Seeing this, the women went to tell the others. Emmaus-bound disciples walked with Him. No, He is not dead. He is risen, indeed. His work on the cross conquered sin and death. Everything has changed. Identity has been regained. Sinners washed clean. Rejoice. Indescribable grace has been given. Shout your praises unto God. engage the world with the good news. No stone left unturned. In Him, find peace, love, and salvation. Nothing can rob this gift from you. Deliver the good news. Enter into the world and love people. Even now, He is with us. Darkness has ended. The true light has come. He has risen. He has risen indeed. This morning, we are reminded that Easter is more than just a day. Easter is for eternity. He has risen today, tomorrow, and forever. Jesus Christ came to set everything right in this world. He is the good shepherd. He calls out to His sheep, and they recognize His voice. He seeks out the lost, and He saves them. He leads us, and He walks with us. He desires to walk with you, side by side. Friends, Jesus Christ died on that cross for you. Jesus Christ died on the cross because He loves you. Because He wants a relationship with you. And this morning we are reminded that He not only died, but that He was raised again on the third day. He transformed death and sin. He defeated them forever, and He transformed the entire world in the process. He transforms entire lives. He desires to transform your life. And if you've experienced this transformation, I would encourage you this morning to think about this. How will your life, today, tomorrow, and forever, proclaim the fullness of who Christ is and what He has done? And if you have not yet responded to the call of Jesus Christ, I would urge you to do so this morning. What better day than this day? The day where we celebrate that He is risen. We here at Grace Community Fellowship would love to answer any questions that you might have about what it looks like to follow the Savior. We would love to walk alongside of you, to grow in faith with you, and to call you family. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, gracious God, risen Savior, hope for the nations, we pray that this morning that we would remember that Easter is not just a day, but it is today, tomorrow, and forever. That You are a God who lives forever. You are a God who loves forever. A God who holds us in the palm of Your hands and will never let go, not ever. This morning, we pray that You would remind us to proclaim boldly, wherever we may go, whether it's on our couch or the grocery store or in the days to come, everywhere, that we would proclaim that You are risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And we are so thankful for that. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who is risen indeed. Amen.